If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 7th day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Paul Revere, minus some Raiders, who is 73 today. Katie Couric is 53. Nick Clegg turns 44. And Nicolas Cage is 47. On this day, in 1967, on the hit television show American Bandstand, the Electric Prunes sang the tune, I Had Too Much to Dream. The Electric Prunes, of course, holding an important part in American rock and roll history as being the day that we officially ran out of decent names or bands. You talk about your one-hit wonders. Oh, my God. I don't even think the B-side wanted to be on that record, you know? Somebody's going to have to explain to me how this works because, you know, YouTube is the repository for everything, video and audio on the internet. I mean, and because of copyright laws and they literally tried to be the end all to keep things safe and secure. They don't want anybody upset or mad that there's something posted on YouTube. But I swear you could find any song on YouTube. And I'm wondering how it's only because it hadn't been discovered, I guess. Because I found a song the other day. I swear, I never thought I'd hear it again a day in my life. The song was God, Love, and Rock and Roll by Tea Garden and Van Winkle. Talk about your great names. and there it is. In fact, there are several copies in all their glory. My favorite music videos on YouTube are the one where they have a 45 RPM record and they just put the needle on the record. It's not enhanced. It's not fed electronically into the sound system. They just put the needle on the record, and the camcorder records the sound. And I guess if you've never heard it before in your life, it makes sense. But here I am on my video, and if I break wind and it even slightly resembles the flight of the bumblebee, I get flagged immediately. Of course, I don't see it for a while because with that kind of gas, you pass out immediately. My YouTube existence is so, I've got to belch so bad right now, and I'm holding back because I don't want to, thank you. So my YouTube existence is gain and lose the same amount of subscribers all the time. Apparently, anything I put up now is going to get new subscribers and lose exactly the same amount of subscribers. So I've had like basically the same amount of subs for the last 2 months. Used to be, when I was down around 3,000, 4,000, I could reach another 1,000 in a couple of months, couple of half months. But now it appears that anything I put up there is just going to stagnate. So I think what I'm going to do is just not post anymore for a while. The video that's up there, which is kind of a mockery of the Ted Williams video, which, by the way, is an amazing story. You've got to love this. I mean, no wonder the country has embraced him, because here he is. It's every story you'd ever want. It's redemption. It's a guy making good. It's a guy with God-given talent. And he's a man who he's just had a lucky break, and deservedly so. I love it when good things happen to people, and this is one of those things. I mean, you know, we really need something in this country that's good, genuinely good, and not corrupted by something to hang our hat on, and this is Ted Williams. Back to YouTube. In the same sentence, when I say I'm not going to make any videos for a while, I've already got two topics planned, and so I'll be working on those, and here's how it'll work. I'll say, I'm not going to post for a while. I'm just going to see what happens. And then I'll get this creative rush, grab the camera, start recording. I won't be able to sit on it because I can never sit on a video. Every time I have it done, I've got to post it immediately, except for ACB. For some reason, you know, ACB continues to be the ultimate and absolute joy of my YouTube existence, because there are no two better people than Rogue Blue Jay, and my name is Chris Yeah. And we have this goodness of fit in what we do together, which makes these things so funny. Whether it's scripted or ad-libbed, it is true joy from beginning to end. And I think that's what anything fun ought to be. But back to my videos. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. But all I can say is right now, I'm asking a rhetorical question. Is there such a thing as YouTube schizophrenia? We'll find out. I'll see you Monday.